Congress is getting ready to go on a 5-week summer recess without finishing some important business. The future of the Export-Import Bank is in question after the House approved a short-term highway bill yesterday without a provision to reauthorize the bank. Joining us from Washington for more is Marilyn Gwak, senior business editor at NPR. And Marilyn, first, remind us what this bank does.
Well, this isn't the kind of bank where you have your checking account. This is actually a federal agency. It's been around for decades. Its roots go all the way back to the Great Depression. And here's the problem it tries to solve. When businesses move into a foreign market, they have a tough time sometimes because they can't get their new customers to get proper financing to do a big deal. So the Export-Import Bank uses the full faith and credit of the United States to stand behind these loans. And the loan guarantees make it possible for foreign customers to get financing. They might buy a U.S.-made airplane, maybe a big power plant. That, the supporters say, helps exports. It helps U.S. jobs. The bank has pretty tough standards for getting this help, and they say that over time, over the last 2 decades, for example, they've generated $7 billion more than it costs to operate it. So the bank supporters say it's a good deal for taxpayers, it's a good deal for businesses.
But the fate of the bank has been tied to the highway funding bill, and as that debate has played out, we've seen a divide within the Republican Party over the Export-Import Bank. What are they fighting over?
Yeah, it's really a tough battle because the Tea Party conservatives, that wing of the Republican Party, says that an Export-Import Bank is really, in effect, corporate welfare. They say that it picks winners and losers. The federal government backs your loans for some people, but maybe they don't for others. So some people get an unfair advantage. This is really a philosophical objection. The opponents say government should not be providing financial tools for some corporations. That's the job of the private sector.
But we spoke with a lumber exporter in Arkansas this morning who said that if Congress doesn't figure this out, he would lose his loan guarantee, which would be a big risk for his company. What else have you heard from the business world?
Well, you talked to the Chamber of Commerce, the Business Roundtable. They're huge supporters of this. And, Jeremy, I might add, so are unions. They want those jobs. So some of the biggest companies are really pushing for this. Boeing's chairman yesterday said that the company might actually move some key operations overseas if Congress doesn't go along with this bank. General Electric has been saying the same kind of stuff. They argue that other governments in other parts of the world, that they not only support their companies, they actually subsidize them. So Americans would be at a disadvantage in the global marketplace if our government didn't also try to help businesses. But, you know, those opponents say, wait a minute, the United States should be different. We don't want to be like other countries. Their argument is that our strength comes from having the free market decide things, not having government pick winners and losers.
And the bank's charter expired on June 30th, but it still does have enough cash to keep operating through September 30th. So they've got a little more time to figure this out.
Right. They've got to come back in September and really take this one on. President Obama's firmly behind it. Nearly all the Democrats are. Most, Republicans are pro-business, so they're for it. But it's really complicated because, as you mentioned, it's now been attached to the highway bill.
Right.
And you're saying, wait a minute, that makes no sense. Well, it's Congress, and they do what they want.
It doesn't always make too much sense.
It doesn't always make sense. So that's where it's at right now. They're
all
divided.
Right. Marilyn Gwak, senior business editor at NPR. Thank you.
Oh, you're welcome.